What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that doesn't want to be working in an industry like ballet or opera and things like let's just keep this thing alive, even though nobody cares about it anymore. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. There goes about 14 cents worth of viewership, huh? That's what he said after that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That worm.
Oh, the tide has turned.
The thing is, that's a clip from 2019.
I know. But, and I talked about it a little bit on my solo cast, they're really, you know, Weinsteining up this Oscar campaign on Little Timmy.
Oh, what do you mean?
So, Marty Supreme was a pretty big hit.
Yeah.
Like he, I think it made like 73 million in the States.
Right.
Or maybe it was worldwide, but like for an A24 movie, it's like their second or third highest grosser.
Oh, it was an A24?
It was.
Yo. Mm.
And around, and he was winning some awards. I think he won a Golden Globe and he won a couple of other things. And then this newspaper article, or Variety article about like the Safdie brothers, how they split. And yeah. Josh has made Marty Supreme with Timmy, and Benny went and made The Smashing Machine with The Rock.
Timmy.
Yeah, Big Timmy. And it was like because on the set of Good Time, there was like a minor who, I think she's like 16. She's 16 in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was like she was made do things against her will or something like that. Like,
in the movie?
I think in the movie. Like, does it seem like Robert Pattinson's like kissing her to distract her from a news report that like has his face on it?
Oh, okay.
And Benny Safdie was like, they're both credited as directors. Like, I was just holding the boom mic. Like, Josh was in charge. And, like, this came out, like, right around mid-Jan, late Jan, like, when you're coming into the...
But don't they need to have, like, an intimacy consultant or something on set?
2017, man. You know?
Stone Age.
Yeah, it might as well. Well, it came out in 2017, so it might have been, like, 2015 even, like, you know? And it was low budget.
Ruined as a result of that?
Well... Chalamet hasn't won an award since, like, out of all the precursor awards. He hasn't won anything.
Is that because it's a Safdie movie?
I think so. It's like a real Weinstein shit. And, like, this coming out, like a week or two before
the
Oscars.
There's some shenanigans
I
at
do.
Play?
I do think there's some shenanigans at play.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put anything past anyone. You know what I mean?
Well, he was like, well, he's definitely going to win. Like, and then it was like... You didn't win the BAFTAs. Your man with the Tourette's movie won that.
And why take it out on him, though?
It's just the way it works.
I mean, sure, he's a bit of a worm. You know, he's a bit of a worm.
Well, the thing is, as well, like, he was doing the, like, super confident, almost in character, like, Oscar, press tour to promote the movie to get people to go see it, and it made a lot of money, and then like once it kind of was like, well, we've made all the money it's going to make, he like switched to being like, I'm actually really earnest and I want to be one of the great actors, and you know, it was kind of like, oh, like a vibe shift, like this is the Oscar campaign, and now it's kind of been like, well, no, sorry, punk. You know, it looks like he's not going to win now. Like, it looks
like, I just felt like, is it that bad what he said? How dare you?
There's a whole thing like, with like, there's a whole thing with Jessie Buckley. I don't know if you saw this. That like she's won everything. She's the Irish actress from Kerry.
Oh.
She's really good. But in Hamnet, where she
Hamnet.
I bet you've never heard of this film. Have you not?
Incorrect spelling. It's Shakespeare, isn't it?
It's the movie about Shakespeare and his wife. And
it's Hamlet. You idiots! What are they thinking? How did nobody spot this until me right now? Honestly, there's not enough. There's not enough people with their eye on the ball in Hollywood. Hamnet. I hope somebody got fired for that blunder. Am I right, folks?
But anyway,
But
anyway, so she's won everything, and it's like, well, she's definitely going to win. And then it was like a week or two ago. It was like some interview that she did last year, a year before, where she talked about like her partner, and she's like, you know, the cats, when we moved in, the cats were being real aggressive and like we couldn't cohabitate. So I kind of said to him, it has to be me or the cats. And so he got rid of the cats, and people were like, "How dare you?"
She didn't kill the
Fraser Crane, like, "Bam!"
Yeah, but she didn't kill the cats.
No, she just got her partner to like get rid of his cats, like, because they couldn't coexist together. Like, but they were like, "Is this going to derail Jesse?" But it's like,
that's anything. I mean, imagine this is the sort of level that we're talking about in 2026. Imagine like 1970, what some of the actors and actresses were up to. You know what I mean? And got away with it. And was actually known. And
got away with it.
I know. Yeah. Whereas this is like, oh, why is he being blacklisted? You should hear what he said about the opera industry. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Like the monocle into the glass. Oh no.
Oh, good heavens. Yeah.
I mean, he shouldn't be saying it. Like, first of all.
No, but I mean, like,
because movies are going to be good. Like, you know, movies in like 5 to 10 years will probably be considered that way as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You dropped that in. That's a hot take. What do you mean?
I mean,
what do you mean, T?
The way people are going, all these idiots.
It's all going AI and generative
phones
shit.
Don't get me started. I mean, that I don't think that will ever take over, but it's more like.
I'm quite surprised that there hasn't been a movie that's been shot. It probably has, you'll tell me. Shot vertically. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, vertically? Like.
Like.
Oh yeah, phone to fit your phone.
Has
there
been?
There probably has, but like not
just
a big
watch it on a phone.
Not a big one, like, you know what I mean? Like,
someone's gonna do it.
Yeah,
there's $1 million.
Who would you think would be the big director that would do it?
That would do that, Michael Bay.
I don't know. He likes to do cool shit. Like, he likes to use drones. No, he's too, like, he's almost like. He's like a Luddite, like, you know what I mean?
He can't get all the symmetry in if he does that.
Part of me thinks Jim Cameron.
James Cameron, yeah.
Yeah, Big Jim. To those
and he's small, he's tiny.
He's not tiny.
He is, isn't he? I thought he was a short little fella.
He's kind of tall and lean.
Is he?
Yeah. You're thinking of Martin Scorsese.
No, I know Scorsese. Who Martin Scorsese is.
Scorsese. So listen, Oscars this weekend.
So by the time you're listening to this, you may already know if you follow it as... If you have the love-hate relationship with it, the abusive relationship that Terry has with the Oscars, you'll probably already know who wins. But Terry, I want to get your big hot takes, your Oscar picks, your Oscar noms.
Yeah.
Well, you know the noms, but...
If we go best director, we'll
let's
start with.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, what do you want to start
I was going to say, let's start with the most prestigious and work our way down.
Okay.
Top, let's go with like 10 categories. You got 10 in you? 5?
I got picture, director... Actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, original, adapted screenplay. That's 8?
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, I can give you international as well if
no,
you think.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
So, why don't you hit me with best picture?
Best picture, I'm still thinking...
Best movie.
It's going to... Best movie. What about MTV Movie Awards here?
Yeah.
Best movie kiss.
Bring that back.
Yeah, I mean,
watched
I
that over the Oscars anyway.
That was great. Because the skits they would put on...
It was great. Yeah.
There was one I saw one year. It was like Ben Stiller was accepting. And it was kind of like...
Oh, where he's halfway up the thing?
No, I think that was the Oscars last year. But it was like... It had kind of peaked, you know, like when they'd done like the Will Ferrell Matrix...
Oh yeah,
parody. That was like the peak of the movie awards, I think.
Yeah,
so it was like kind of coming down. The like, I think it was like Jimmy Fallon was hosting. I was like, boo, you know. Jimmy Fallon, like Britney Spears are the host. I'm like, all right, nobody cares. But there was a speech like Ben Stiller won for something.
Yeah,
and it was like the sketch was Will Ferrell was his speech coach,
right?
And he's like, he's in the audience. He's like heckling him for like not emoting enough. And he comes up and he's like, you're not giving it to me. He's like, you need to like start crying. Better yet, piss your pants. And like, he's like, I'm going to piss my pants. And then he's like, if you're not, I'm going to do it. And you see like a wet pants. And then he pushed, this is where the bit got me. He's like, pushed him aside. He's like, Sandra, baby, leaving you is the worst mistake I ever made in my life. Like, just pushes him out of the way and like starts.
What year is that?
I don't know, like 2003, 2004. Oh. Like, you know, so you're kind of like you pass the glory.
Comedy?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, okay. Well, give me your best.
I think it's gonna be One Battle After Another.
Oh, okay.
Even though, and it's the weirdest thing that it's like it's won everything beforehand, and they're saying the only time this has happened before was Oppenheimer and. Everything Everywhere All at Once, that, you know,
where they win the Golden Globe.
They won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, the producers.
Seriously, a tell.
Yeah, but they're kind of saying this year is like, yes, they've won everything, but yet, like, Sinners could still win it. But I'm gonna put my hat.
You are the biggest Sinners advocate that I have.
There's nobody else like Sinners.
I never hear it being talked about. Sometimes I do, but I see it out there, but I haven't seen anyone so effusive.
Yeah,
with their
praise. Fucking awesome. Like,
I will be watching it at some point.
Yeah, we'll do it when we're doing our vampire movie miniseries.
Hey, now we're talking.
Blade. I was born ready.
Lesbian vampire
killers. No, thank you, mate. James Corden can fuck right off.
Vampires are kind of my thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way?
In a sexual way.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to spell it out.
Real hard X there.
I don't know. There's something. Do you know? I think it's from. There was,
I mean,
a
they're
scene,
sexy. They're,
there was a scene from Dracula been. Dead and Loving It. If
oh,
you remember,
yeah. I
remember. Where they're kind of like trying to seduce Renfield or something, and he's like, "No, get away!" You know, like, you're
right. Peter McNichol, as a kid, Peter McNichol to you and
yes,
me. Yes,
excuse me. I remember as a kid being like, I like this.
Yeah, Amy Yazbeck, John Ritter's wife, God rest her soul, was in it.
All right,
they're
Jesus,
all corseted
really
up.
Yeah,
bustiers
like, maybe it's
and
the
stuff.
Corsets.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It totally is. Like, totally Leslie Nielsen. Like,
well, funny comedy, sexy. Yeah. You know?
Hey, man.
All right, best actor.
No, best director.
Director.
PTA. I think it's a lock.
For Obao.
Yeah, OBAA.
Oh, yeah, where did you get the O from?
Oh, Obao. At the start. O-B-A-A.
After another, I was thinking the other idiot.
Okay, best actor. I'm gonna go Michael B. Jordan.
My man, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
Sinners.
Sinners.
You think he's gonna win, or you just hope he wins?
This is my prediction. I think he's gonna win. My hope would Ethan Hawke, but he seems kind of like fifth out of five. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though I think it's the best performance.
You don't think Chalamet is going to do
I
it?
Think he might be gone. I do. Ooh, like, you know.
Interesting.
And I think DiCaprio has kind of just been non-existent in this awards race. Like, he hasn't won anything.
Why
he's barely
that?
Showing up. He's like, he's doing a movie with Martin Scorsese. So, like, he did all the press for One Battle. Oh, they've got a new movie coming out.
Well, yeah. What is it? What is it?
I don't know. But he said, it's when he was doing the press for One Battle After Another, it's like, I've been watching a bunch of Hitchcock movies.
Ah, like, it a horror thing?
Vertigo. No, like, it's more of a like psychological thriller.
Ooh,
like Vertigo, Rebecca, like that kind of stuff. So I'm
brilliant.
Interested. Already, right. Like, you know.
So my man Michael B.
I'm going to say Jesse Buckley. I think that's nailed on for best actress.
Mm-hmm.
Best supporting actor is a little bit tougher.
Uh-huh.
In this category, you got Stellan Skarsgård.
Who, Gesundheit.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I know, yeah. But,
go on, why don't you
an
tell
actor?
Me? Yeah, what's he been in?
He was in Michael Clayton.
No. No.
I don't know.
He was in Good Will Hunting. He's
who?
Robin Williams' buddy, who like
The field medal, that guy.
Yeah, the two of them are sitting there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what did I think? I think it was I'm thinking of the other guy from Michael Clayton.
Sidney Pollack?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What do you think keeps the lights on here?
Yeah,
you just started working here? So he's could be, although I think it's a bit of category fraud because he's ostensibly the lead of that movie of sentimental value. Then you got Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro, both from One Battle After Another.
Sean Penn would be great.
I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to be like smoked.
What the fuck am I doing here?
Three Oscars. Oh, okay. And
wait,
then
he's won two.
He's won two already.
Amazing.
Is that my daughter in there, Andy? Is that my daughter in there? I think he is going to win it. That's, you know, he seemed to be out of the running for a long period.
Good for him.
And he won at SAG and he won at BAFTA. And, you know.
Great.
That's a.
I hope he does.
He was fucking incredible in the movie. I think Benicio would be my pick, my favourite to win.
Is he? You said he's up for it as well?
He's up for it. Delroy Lindo from Sinners is also up for it. And man, if he won, I'd be.
Punching the air.
So happy. Like, he's
you love the Oscars. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, I know. But like,
he's got annoyed. He got annoyed. Joker nearly lost you.
And then, so fucking shit. Like,
or King Richard or whatever that.
King Richard was the other one where I'm like, but then
I think
I'm like, COVID Oscars are all like, it's like, what is it? Yeah, Coda. Okay. Like, have you ever heard of the movie Coda?
Nope.
Won Best Picture in 2021.
Never heard of it before or since.
Exactly. You and like half the population of the world, like, you know.
All right. Is that it? You got more?
No. What do we got then? Best Supporting Actress. Wumi Musaka. Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
From Sinners is in there. She could.
Who will win? That's what I want to know. Spare me the bullshit, T.
I think Tiana Taylor from One Battle After Another is going to win. I'm going to put my chips on that.
Okay.
There's two. Elle Fanning, younger sister of Dakota Fanning.
Oh, I was going to say.
Is up for a movie. Now, the movie is sentimental value. Again, it's a good movie. She has been better in other movies. But I like her a lot. I'm a big fan. Best Original Screenplay is going to One Battle After Another. And Best Adapted is going to Sinners.
So essentially, it's going to be... We could have saved 10 minutes and just said it's all going to One Battle After Another and Sinners and their associated directors and actors.
And writers, yes.
And writers. Here's a question for you. here's a question for you.
Yes?
Why? I know we've discussed this before and you're probably sick of me bringing it up. But... Why is it that they separate actors and actresses? Because the skill is the same.
I think it's just for representation.
So you just get more awards, basically.
You get one for each gender. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I guess because I was thinking recently about like...
If you were to merge them, my instinct, my gut is telling me...
That the men would
just win. It
would
just be like, yeah, five men.
It's probably mostly men on the panel.
Five male nominees. It's like, what about the women? Who?
yeah. Maybe it's just that, so that everyone gets proper representation.
Or I think it is like that.
And also, it's nice to be an Academy Award nominee, even. You know what I mean? Not just to be like... Because I was thinking recently, I'm like, why is it... Like, obviously, I get it for pretty much every sport that... You know, splitting of the genders, splitting the G's.
Ooh.
No.
No.
But, like, I get it, obviously, for combat sports and athletic sports and stuff like that. But why do they separate, like, darts or, like, chess or, you know, these? Like, I would propose that they shouldn't do that.
Darts is. You know? There is not no, to sound crude or, please. Like. A bit of a Neanderthal.
Please do.
But like, I think physical activities.
But even darts. Like, look at the fat bastards who play darts. Like,
I'm not trying to be funny.
Do you think that the hand-to-eye coordination
is slightly
different?
Muscle.
Maybe, yeah.
It's an arm
but
muscle.
But you get mad skinny dartists. You get obese dartists.
They don't last long, those skinny dartists. Yeah. Like, they come in all fresh face. Or chess, I agree with.
I mean, like, some of them, I'm like, it's just like a unified split all the time. And I always feel like, for the non-athletic things...
But, like, I guess there's no split in poker, you know what I mean? Like, so I think I would class chess and poker as kind of the same thing.
And poker's mixed, usually?
Yeah, poker's mixed. Like, yeah, you know, so.
If it's intellectual, I mean they'd probably have an advantage of anything, but
I understand. See, when I saw this on the spreadsheet, I was like,
where's he going with this?
Are you talking about trans athletes or something? I was like,
no,
how very provocative of you.
Not at all. You know, we don't get that heavy on this show.
God, thank God.
But I was just kind of thinking, because I was like, there's certain ones.
I think there's certain ones if it is just your brain, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, if it's just an intellectual thing
but darts is a physical thing, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, barely though, is it?
I
haven't played.
Try throwing darts like for fucking an hour or two. Like, it takes a toll on your arm.
I suppose, yeah.
It does.
You end up like Quagmire after he finds internet porn.
I gotta go, Peter. Andy, you have some news. Some crushing...
Crippling news. And I knew I shouldn't have said it on the pod. I knew I shouldn't have said it on the pod. So my overlap thing that I was so excited about, I was shit canned. Basically, like, I mean, here's the kicker, right? Is that, as you know, I have my patented lie-on on a Saturday.
Yes.
I gave up my lie-ons because I was like, do you know what? I am so giddily excited about just even getting the coach... to the airport and then pottering around the airport and then getting on a plane.
Might even get a pint, like.
Yeah, pint, coffee, whatever. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of a pint, but yeah, I could have got a pint. And then, like, I'd have my headphones in, I'll listen to podcasts, I'll do this, I'll do that. It'd be great. And then, so I was like, you know what, you have the lie on. And then, so literally, I was about to get the coach in about an hour and a half. And I got an email saying, obviously, with everything that's going on in the world, it's not taking place. And I was like, of course, me with my head in my ass, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
I had to, like, what's
World
going
on? World War what?
Yeah. Like, I expected to open up my Twitter and for it to explode. And I was just like, nope, don't see it here. So I had to go search. And then, but because I have Trump muted, that's
what do you
I
mean Jim Carrey might be a double?
Well, that is fair, to be honest. Like, can't be expected to fly with that going on. But so, yeah, and then I was like, okay, yeah, fair enough. Trump and Iran and all this shit. Arguably the worst thing he's ever done.
I mean...
No, not really. But
you know, no, I mean...
As in, this getting cancelled is the worst thing he's
ever
done.
Oh, right, I thought you were just saying, him bombing Iran. I'm like, is it even the worst thing he's done?
Not even. Like, top 10. Like,
but it's also like, the day they bomb Iran is the day that they released files that, like... A minor girl said, like, Jeffrey Epstein introduced me to Donald Trump and he raped me.
What a good day to bury exactly, pedophilic news or whatever the fuck he is doing. I don't know. But
it's like you're jingling keys, but it's bombs.
What's that over there?
Oh, Tomahawk missiles.
Oh. So, anyway, yeah, that was pretty...
Crack, huh?
Yeah, so I wasn't happy with that. But I did sign for the collabs agency recently, which was quite... I'd send in headshots, though.
I saw the headshots. I checked it out.
I mean, they're okay. Yeah. It was like, I can do it.
Tell you what, your first picture when you click on their sport tab...
Mm. Yeah.
You're straight into number one.
Oh, I know, like, I think it's the latest.
You're out of poison control.
A nice little write up about the pod on it as well.
Notice my name wasn't mentioned.
Didn't mention my name.
Yeah,
it's not that sort of episode.
Yeah,
but,
no worries, sir.
But
maybe next round I'll be drafted.
Yeah. So there's stuff. So there's some little things happening that's nice. But the overlap thing was, you know.
Yeah, that's a kick in the knickers.
It was. But you know, what can you do? But I was real, like, that day. I was just like. Like, no, it's fine. Like, yeah, you know, it's fine. But I was like, it was pretty quiet for a couple of hours. And then, and to be fair, Kerry was very nice and made me a lovely meal and gave me an extra lie on the next day. So I was like, you know what?
So bitter, tastes like ashes in my mouth.
So, yeah, that was that. That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Both of us are, you know, licking our wounds football-wise.
Yeah, what happened to your sad sex?
It's over, Andy. Oh, my God.
What did happen, actually? You lost?
We lost. First... we lost
about this?
10 men. They had 10 men.
Oh, yes, of course.
And they scored in like the 89 minutes. Some blaster from like...
Fucking Greg.
It's like, what? Wait a minute.
What a shot.
I was like, wait a minute. What?
It reminded me of Sadio Mane versus Arsenal on his debut for Liverpool. That's sort of like cutting in. Like, what?
No, nobody remembers that, man.
Everybody remembers it.
So actually, I can't remember any goals Mane ever scored.
The back heel against Watford, some header of the ball as well. I only seen some highlights recently. He's actually a really good header of the ball.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the goals he scored.
Oh God, I miss him so. But it was some strike, to be fair.
Bad. We were bad, you know. Yeah. Like, and we could have won the game. We had a couple of like good chances in the second half, but like when you're a man up against 10-man Newcastle,
yeah.
Who like
Liverpool have just lost?
That's
just
the thing.
Capitalize on
Villa
it.
Are losing. Like, there's the gap. Like, just jump into it. Like,
yeah.
But I had been messaging you the other like beforehand, leading up to it. I'm like, I'm really not confident about this game. Like, Newcastle are a fucking mental team.
Yeah, they don't know what you're going.
I was like, they'll lose at home to Everton. Like, they lose three in a row, and then they'll play us, and it'll be like Kevin Keegan's Newcastle that you're playing against. And then I realized, but it was an interesting thing that like. When they play midweek under the lights in St. James's, I think in their last 20 games, they've not won only two.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, of course.
You know, I feel I feel like Newcastle.
If we've been playing them like Sunday afternoon, I think probably
the difference, like, I kind of feel Liverpool are a bit like that as well. That, like, I really back us at an 8 p.m. kickoff. Yeah. Whereas, like, if it's a 2 p.m. Sunday, I'm like, bollocks. Even beforehand, in terms of the times that I'm most confident at, it would be like any 8 p.m. then Saturday 5:30.
Yeah,
I'm quite confident about that. Literally, the later the better, to be honest.
I'm least confident of a 12:30.
Yeah, I think everybody is probably. It's just, you don't know what you're getting. They're not even awake. Liverpool today are playing at 5:45. Outrageous.
You guys lost against Wolves.
Oh, I was fucking sick. Let me tell you, I was sick. I was doing a watch along for it, but I was fucking sick.
Yeah, I saw your crash out. Well,
it wasn't too bad, right?
Well, no, well, you're actually...
No crash out.
Yeah, it was just...
Just laughing like, at the absurdity and how bad we are. And then, of course, I was at Loughay on Friday, missed the redemption where we beat them, where we beat their brains in the FA Cup second half. You know, so...
I mean, Wolves are crap.
I mean, I know. Why did we lose in the first place?
They were pretty good against us now, in fairness. Like, they were
whatever.
Like...
Whatever. Celebrate! I mean, there's celebrations after that. Like, well, yeah, we're the I worst mean, team in the league. We're going down.
But like, yeah, but like, they haven't. They're like, whoa, not, whoa. They're not gonna like have the worst points record. That's one.
No, just about. Just about.
But like, it's also that like I could see them if they keep Edwards after they get relegated. I can see them coming straight back up. Like, yeah. he's got them going. And if they,
it's a shame they only got started.
That's
now,
what I mean.
Isn't it?
Like, if they'd sacked your man 2 months earlier,
who was it? Who was it before?
Pereira, like the guy like he's now managing Nottingham Forest, and I'm like, I wouldn't have brought him in for a firefight.
They were failing upwards, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, he got the sack. Here's the interesting thing: they gave him like a 3-year contract after he lost his first 3 games, but the new contract contained no. Redundancy. So it was like, we'll give you 3 years, and if you turn it around, great,
but if you're gone, we don't have to give
exactly
you shit.
Exactly. And he was like, alright. Alright. So
idiot.
Yeah, who we got this weekend?
This weekend I actually don't know.
We got Villa, a big one.
Oh great, you'll take some points off each other. Excellent.
Well, if we win, I'm just, you know, me and you.
Let me see.
You know what the worst thing is? You know what the worst thing is?
Home to Spurs, Sunday, 4:30.
Handy one. Great. Like.
They'll win.
Unless they sack Tudor before then. Like.
If there's ever the more obvious, like, this isn't going to work appointment. I know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but as soon as I seen his face, I'm like, nope, that's not working.
You don't remember? Like, he was a class defender. Like, he played for Juventus.
I thought
he was
familiar.
Yeah, he was, like, really good. Like, played for, like, in the Croatia team. And, like, I just remember thinking, though, like, he was never going to be, like, a top-class appointment. You know, somebody like a firefighter to come in and do it. It's like, no, he kind of, like, a bit of a steady Eddie, lasted half the season at Juventus to help them just, you know, settle out when they sacked Allegri. Like, just come in and, it's like, steady the ship. They kind of stayed where they were. They didn't go up, they didn't go down.
Yeah.
You bring him in to, like, get you up, like, to lift the team. Those, like, no hopers, like...
They really are, aren't they? It'd be great if they got relegated, wouldn't it?
It'd be hilarious. But the worst thing is, like, it looks like Arsenal are going to win the league.
Yeah.
Right? They're in the League Cup final.
Yeah.
Which they could very much win. It's a one-off game.
Arsenal?
Yeah, Arsenal against City. So, like, I'm fucking hoping that City win that, because I can't stand the idea of... They got a really good Champions League draw, Arsenal... Yeah. They got Southampton in the FA Cup. They're in the League Cup final. They're like top of the league. It's like, imagine this fucking Arsenal. This Arsenal of all of them, like the quad.
They'd love that as well.
I know. It's like, Mikel Arteta is the greatest manager ever. Like,
It's like, well, he's got to be in the conversation. I mean, no one's ever done it.
Yeah, I know. It's like this.
I don't want them to win anything, really.
As long as he's the manager, I don't want them to win anything.
Yeah. And do you know what? I have to say, like, all my time as a Liverpool fan, like, Arsenal were always a club that I genuinely really liked.
They had their players.
I liked their sponsors. I liked their stadium. I liked their manager. I liked so much about Arsenal.
He's made them so unlikable.
Eroded.
He's made them so unlikable. Their football is awful. Their tactics, deplorable.
The fucking diving, Terry. Yeah. Did you see it at the last match? The keeper, the fucking... Oh. I mean, there was a bunch. Now, I know, look, Harry Maguire did his own thing, but...
You leave Harry out of this.
Like, come on, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's so Henner is all it was.
But the David Raya one, the, you know, there's a few where it's just like,
just punch a man in the face.
And do you know what the really annoying thing is? And I feel like I sound like an old dad when I talk about this sort of stuff, but like that sort of stuff where it's like a clear, like, nothing's happened. And they do it a lot. I remember when we played them as well, it was like they will just go to ground and then they don't get it. Oh, right back up and back playing. They don't even do you. They don't even do you the honor of pretending and with run with a little limp for a few steps and then you're back totally fine. They're just like, oh nope, did I get it? Nope. Okay, back
you
up.
You learn from Guardiola. Like Arteta learned from Guardiola. That was the game plan. Guardiola was that and cynical fouling. You know what I mean? Like foul in the front third to stop the play going. But it's not a yellow card because. You haven't really got the thing going. Yeah, but it's, as soon as we lose possession, we're going to foul. Like, it's all that shit.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It
makes me sad.
And yeah, I was kind of. It's because I'm working on a kind of an ad thing, and I was asking you like, what's shite about football now?
And like, Arsenal.
That does serve as a punchline in the thing, I will say, but because I'm like when I was looking back, like. God, do you know what? Even looking back at like 2019, and granted, Liverpool were arguably the best team in the world at that at that time, but I seen a thing where it's kind of like arguably.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. 2019, Champions League final, won the league next year. Exciting. Salah, Mane, Firmino, Klopp, Ronaldo. You know, they were. You know.
Real Madrid have something to say about that.
I think we beat their brains in. Not in the final.
Maybe excuse me.
But I'm just looking back at some of the play. I was looking back specifically actually at Liverpool versus Man City 2019 at the five corners of the match. And the corners just came in and there was no crowding in. It was just like headed away or headed towards goal or whatever. And it was just like, oh, there was no like wrestling going on. And then just even like fucking Klopp at the stand and all this, like just the fucking emotion. Whereas now I just feel so fucking dead watching football. Now maybe it's because Liverpool are shit this year and Slot is not the most like charismatic manager.
But did you feel that last year football, even like?
No, but maybe the winning of the league is kind of like, oh, this isn't a novelty. This is new. Like, I mean, we did it a few years ago, but generally in my lifetime it's like been a fairly novel thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I kind of
never got old for me. Never got old for me
winning the league.
Yeah, like all like the lads be like, "What would you take? Would you win? Take the Champions League over the league?" I'm like, "No,
you would take the league
every year,
every year,
every year.
Even if you won it like 5 years in a row, year six, you haven't won the Champions League. You'd be like, all right, give us the Champions League this year.
No, it takes 6 years in a row. So impressive to win a league 6 years,
38
in a row.
Matches. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, like it's all about being." You know, and I will give Arsenal that. They've been consistent in their...
See, that's what... Because I remember we were having a...
Grinding it out.
We were having a... It wasn't even an argument, but we were having a debate before of like, you know, what's better? Is it like United having a shit season but winning the FA Cup or having a great season but finishing second and winning nothing?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, like a trophy is better than no trophy.
Yeah.
But I would put to you... That the week in, week out of like, it's like, we fucking won again. Oh, we're 3 points clear. Or oh, we're only 1 point behind. Or yeah, we could do this. We can fuck. Like that every week, that feeling of like, yes, go on.
Means nothing. You know what I mean? It means nothing. It comes second.
But like, but who's to say it doesn't mean anything? There's a nice little cap on it when you have a trophy.
No,
but
no.
The feelings are the feelings.
A nice little cap.
But the feelings.
It's a crown. It's literally a Premier League crown. Like,
no, but the feelings are still, like, you look back. You know what it does? Winning the trophy just cements those feelings so you can look back at. Whereas, like, if you don't win a trophy, it's like, oh, I remember how excited we were. Yeah, it didn't happen in the end, but you know what I mean? I feel like I would take 38 weeks of, well, maybe say 30 out of 38 weeks of feeling like, fucking yes! You know, rather than like, this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. Oh, we won that.
But it doesn't have to
it doesn't have to be shit, but it was for United.
Not really. Like, no? I mean, when we won the League Cup, we came third and, like, we beat you guys. We beat City. We beat Arsenal.
Okay.
You know, we beat all the big teams.
The big dogs.
We came third in the league. Like, wheels came off when Casemiro...
Big Cass.
Well, when Andy Carroll injured Eriksen and then Casemiro got, like, banned for, like... six games or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For that, which now in hindsight, that ridiculous, like, he's choking the life out of him. Like, barely has his hands on his collars. Like, that's a 4-game ban. Why not? Like, and you see people.
Any precedent for it? No precedent.
Yeah, no precedent. Like, Dan Byrne the other night, just like,
yeah.
Like, fucking elbows from above. It's like, nothing. Yeah, exactly. Like, nothing.
Terry.
Yes.
Let's switch gears here.
Yeah.
Bo-bo-bo-boom. It's bangers for Terry. Bo-bo-boom. What will you think? All right, Terry. So I'm hitting you with a banger this week, and you are hitting me with the other musical segment. But I shared a song with you called Did I Tell You That I Miss You from Adore?
Yeah. Now, is this real? What is this?
It's not the sort of stuff I would normally send you.
But is it an actual, like, real...
It's a song.
Because just when you sent it to me, there's like four other versions of the same song.
They don't have a lot of songs.
Yeah, okay.
But it's more about just the standalone song. Okay. I'm not asking you to
I thought it was like, this seems strange to me, you know?
I think it's been largely used online, on TikTok or whatever like that. I think I actually heard about it from Joni. But let me just play a bit of it, and I'll play it, and then I'll tell you why I picked it. You actually thought of it, just with a completely aside, no context.
I didn't really care for it, to be honest. Like, I didn't dislike it, but it was
fairly inconsequential.
It's like when you bite into what do they call those? Like those puff crisps.
Like, yeah, snack, like the corn snacks, sort
what
of?
Are they called, like, you know, those, like
the Wotsits or the
no the healthy ones, you know, like
I think I know
Snack a Wheel Snack a Jack, was that them? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's like that. You bite into it like, oh,
nothing.
Yeah. I know I'm eating something, but it's not got any flavor.
This is not gonna fill me at all.
Exactly. And that's kind of how I felt about it. Is this shoegaze?
No.
Is this type of genre?
No. I don't think so. I think shoegaze is a bit more like...
It's very whispery.
Do you know what I like about whispery. It? I'll tell you why I picked it. I don't know if the term... Like the sonic... The tone... Like the synth vibes in it...
Yeah.
Really scratch my itch. I'm talking like, you know... Some of Bo Burnham songs have it, like, you know, Content or something like that. You got like Radiohead, everything in its right place. I'm not saying this is at the level, but the sound that they get,
I got that
from this, where it's just like when it comes on my headphones, it makes me kind of go, oh yeah. I almost want to roll my eyes when it comes on. You know, like,
how interesting. I didn't get any of that. I got headphones, no feeling.
Did you not? Yeah. I have to say now, there's a certain like. I was trying to look up what is that. I can't even find the, you know...
Genre.
I think Boards of Canada are kind of in a similar... I should really get into them. But, you know, that sort of just synthy sonic... But not like synth, like, you know, like pumping, dancing. There's a certain level of...
It's not Paul Oakenfold.
No, you know what I mean? And I was just... I don't know. Like, do you know what? It's something that I've been listening to and it keeps coming on and I keep... enjoying it, like I'll end and I'll play it again. Like it's some sort of therapy for me. That sort of song, but you didn't vibe with it.
No,
so,
it was a funny one. I was just like, this is.
Did he send me the right one?
Well, it was just kind of like I let it wash over me, and it's not offensive at all.
Yeah.
And it's maybe the more I listen to it, maybe I'll get there.
Maybe, hopefully, it'll come on your algo. Now.
But it was just kind of like,
It's like less than 2 minutes. Like,
yeah, exactly. That was the other thing. I was like. I listened to it four times, and I was like, hey, this is grand.
Easy.
But I was not in any way moved.
No, it's not that sort of. I more want to like, talk about the sound. You know what like I mean?
You're Tapioca Tundra.
It's kind of, yeah. But I kind of found it was like, it's kind of dreamlike. I like dreamy sort of synth. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, well, look, it was a went down like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
All right. But now is the time. Speaking of going down like a lead balloon, it's time for our next segment. Sir, a second song has hit the towers.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
Who wins?
Yeah, before we get started,
uh-huh?
I sent you three.
Uh-huh.
Did you choose?
I listened to two.
Which did you listen to?
The first two.
Eurythmics?
Eurythmics and
the other one,
whatever your man's name
yeah.
was. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't listen to the third.
Didn't listen to like Patsy Cline.
No, I'll be honest. I meant to go back and listen to the third.
It's fine,
and I didn't because I like Patsy Cline. I didn't even know. I didn't even look to see what the third one was. So
I forgot to say you need to choose between like the.
You should have just said pick this and this.
No, it was Eurythmics and it was one of these two, and you need to choose.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did that.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, if you're a new listener, the whole core of this segment is it's two songs with the same title that aren't covers of each other, and we see which one's better. Okay,
so I sent you Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams,
yeah.
And I sent you. Hang on.
Now, see, the Sweet Dreams also has that sound that I'm talking about.
Yeah, but this is. Yeah,
you know, just that. Oh. Somebody that's sin. Okay. Well, someone recommend more stuff like that to me, please.
Eurythmics is fucking good.
It's right there. We're talking about it.
and Roy Buchanan, Sweet Dreams.
Yes, that's the one.
Now, you want to get started and talk me through each song, what you thought of them.
I'm trying to find it here. I don't like this new Spotify thing.
Neither do I, where it's like.
Just share. Oh, here we go. There you
we
go.
Have a conversation. Like, I don't want a conversation.
So, when I heard. This,
yeah,
I'm listening to it. I'm going about my business, right? And I'm hearing this, and I'm like, okay, what's this?
Oh, I came into
it. Hang on, it'll come on now in a sec. From this point, I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Now, I kind of I didn't realize it was an instrumental,
yeah.
So I was kind of waiting for like, well, they just had to stick the landing here because this is
when's right you gonna start talking?
And then I kind of a minute and a half, 2 minutes in, I was like, oh, it's just an instrumental. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. It's kind of like at a B level for me though. Like really, he's really wailing on that guitar. Yeah.
It is the outro song for
something.
For can you guess?
Better Call Saul?
No.
Is it a movie?
Yes.
Sinners?
No. I'll give you a hint. We're covering it next on the Matt Damon miniseries.
Departed?
Yeah.
Oh, is that next?
Yes.
Ooh.
And Patsy Cline, Sweet Dreams, is also from the Departed soundtrack.
Oh.
That's why, you know, keeping it all...
I do like Patsy Cline.
Synergized.
I'm annoyed that I didn't actually look properly.
It's nice. It is...
And then I went with the Eurythmics, which is a real just fucking.
It's used
timeless.
To be my ringtone, my polyphonic ringtone.
Some of
It's one of those, you know, there's certain songs that I feel are so, the opening 10 seconds not, are so any, undeniable.
Is there any verse to this song? No.
Yeah. True, who actually. Am I to disagree? Then they repeat that.
Travel the world. The only, and it's not even a verse. Hold it, but moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. It's like,
it's a driving song. But sort
like,
of.
If you look at the lyrics, it's like,
that really is it.
Eight lines over and over again. Like, it's kind of like California Dreamin'. There's like one verse to California Dreamin'.
Yeah. Stopped into a church. Yeah,
that's it. Like, and then.
I passed along the way.
Well, I got down on my.
Got down on my knees.
And I began to pray.
I began to pray.
Oh, no. All right.
Okay. But yeah, like, it's true, actually.
But it's just.
Interestingly, like, Thunder Road doesn't really have a chorus either.
Huh.
That's all verse.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
They did blow up.
Nothing's repeated. You know what I mean?
Anyway.
No, you go down this tangent with me, Terry.
Take my hand. Cactus, take my hand.
But, look, I would give it to Sweet Dreams.
Which one?
You try and find out which one. I have to give it to Eurythmics, because it's... The problem is that you've put a grade A banger in there that I couldn't possibly...
I'm trying to see if I can get the second one up to the meet second, them.
I'm like, very happy that I heard that other one, because I'm like, oh, I really like that kind of music. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is made for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, good.
Very bluesy, yeah, Rolling Stonesy.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of like, a bit of organ in there somewhere. Yeah. And but the Eurythmics was just... Do we know any other Eurythmic songs? Do we have any other big ones?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the big one. And then, you know.
What else have they got?
There are a bunch of them, like, if, you know.
What else have they ever done?
What's the Annie Lennox? Is that just Annie Lennox?
Is it just Annie Lennox, though?
That one. Well, that's not just Annie Lennox.
No.
You're playing there.
But Here Comes the Rain Again.
Yeah.
Must be an angel.
That's the one I was thinking of, yeah. Here Comes the Rain Again is class.
What's Here Comes the Rain Again?
Here comes the rain again.
Talk to me.
You know, like, she's class.
She's class. I don't give her enough attention, to be honest.
I'm
going to have to go with Eurythmics on it.
Yeah, I mean, the bit alone, like moving on, hold you. You hear like, like the little,
I was watching, I was listening to this in the car with Kerry a month or two ago. Like, I don't know where she's been, but like, it got to the bit, like the second half of the song where it kind of, it switches up like that. And she's like, what's this? And I was like,
what do you mean?
What do you mean? Like,
the breakdown, the
like, I've never heard this.
The best bit of the song. Like,
what? Yeah. Like, it's been there the whole time. She's like, this is brilliant. I'm like, yeah.
It's been here for 20 years.
But, Always an enjoyable venture comparing two similarly titled titular songs, if you will.
So I got some more we can pull from.
Let me hit you next time.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I got a banger for you next time.
Okay, we'll swap it up next time. Okay, okay, great. Okay.
Yep.
Is that us?
About it.
You may think, oh, don't go, lads. Well, fear not, idiot, because if you pay a
you pay monthly, the toll.
You pay the troll toll to get into that boy's soul.
Boy's hole.
He thought I was saying. but if you want to hear more, we are about to talk about The Bourne Identity as part of our Matt Damon miniseries. We've done Dogma. We've done The Talented Mr. Ripley. We've done Rounders. We've done The Rip, which is currently on Netflix. Next week, we're doing The Departed. And if you think, well, Matt Damon's not really my bag. Because we have the What's So Great About the MCU? What's So Great About 90s Action? What's So Great About Wes Anderson is there? Well, that's part of our main
feed.
That's
on main feed.
Don't know why I threw that in. Will Smith's Bad Movies, a.k.a. Big Willy's Flops. And
Ryan Gosling.
What's So Great About the Movies of Tony Scott? What's So Great About Heist Movies? What's So Great About the Movies of 2007? We have a bunch of, I mean, a back catalogue there. It really is a who's who. It really is a who's who. Of episodes. That's thanks, George, from Beyond the Grave.
Is that Harvey Fierstein? Why am I going to Atlanta?
Did I do my Milhouse Dads?
You did do your Milhouse Dads.
Okay, that's good. It's a good one.
I'll tell you what, because next week on Main Feed for my birthday present, we're covering The Big Lebowski.
Oh,
I'll be able to break out my Sam Elliott.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. You think you can still?
That's good, sarsaparilla.
You think you can still? You think you can still call the shots, birthday wise?
I mean,
the fact it's in March.
Yeah. Well, hold on. This was promised to me, Andy. This was promised to me.
All right. Yeah. Full app or just part of the app?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a 10-minute preamble, and then we'll do 50 minutes on The Big Lebowski.
Jesus Christ!
Because I can go deep.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Why you gotta say such nasty shit, T?
That goddamn plane has crashed into the goddamn mountain, Andy.
But
nothing gets fucked.
And then we have a bunch of other stuff there. So the link is in our bio, in our Instagram bio. But Terry, if they can't do that for us, what else can they do for us?
They can do me one more better now, giving us a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah, what are you gonna pull? What are you gonna do?
I got nothing.
What? Well, we'll just sit here until you think of something, pal. You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Numbers.
Right, okay.
Oscars. Yeah. United. Bring it around town.
Yeah. Terry's Oscar prediction.
Bring it around town, T. Bring it around town. I'm starting to get a bit.
Right. Just give us a rating and review. Like a five. I'll tell you what. You know, I'm switching up the bit. I want a rating and review from you guys. Five stars only.
Oh,
bringing it back.
There you go. Straight to camera.
Bringing it back.
If you're checking us out on YouTube, you'll get the full effect of that. Yeah. Of that bit.
Five stars only.
Five stars only. Don't darken our door with 4.5 stars, frankly.
If you remember from our Put an H days.
Was that what you used to say back then?
That's what you used to say. God, your brain. It's gone.
Honestly, Terry, you've no idea.
You used to be like, I'm putting that on our t-shirt. Five stars only.
It's like people talk about things that I was at, and I say to them like, oh, that sounds lovely. It's like, you were there. Like was I? Yeah.
You were singing on stage.
It sounds like a great time. It was, yeah. You had a ball.
You don't remember? You took the guitar off Billy Corgan.
The helicopter. Remember when you fell out of the helicopter? All right, well, on that note, let's talk about Matt Damon. Folks, we will see you. By the way, sorry again. We've been quite inconsistent, and it's basically all on
the last
few weeks. Terry's been churning out some high-quality solo casts.
My voice
in the
sounds
meantime.
Like this.
He's working himself to the bone. But we will see you next week, both of us.
Yes, for The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see you then.
Oh, What was that you tried to say?